Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Fulton County Thrivecast. We're exploring the dynamic landscape of Fulton County, Ohio's economic development initiatives. We'll uncover the driving forces behind the economic growth, featuring interviews with key leaders, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who are shaping the future of Fulton County, Ohio. Businesses don't only operate in Fulton County, Ohio, they are thriving.
Welcome to the first episode of the Fulton County Thrivecast. I'm Matt Gilroy, Executive Director of the Fulton County Economic Development Corporation, and I have with me today Rich Menzel and RJ Lumbreezer, the two chairs of the Fulton County Economic Development Corporation over our 10-year span. So let's get started. Rich, can you share a little bit about why the FCEDC was created 10 years ago? And what exactly was the reason that it was formed?
Sure. For 2014, we did economic development through the county commissioners. It was more of a government-run process. I think that, you know, RJ and I were both involved back then. My recollection was we were pretty good at handling requests for potential economic development opportunities, but we really didn't have the skills, the talent, we didn't have the business community helping us create opportunities. And I give Bill Rufinaugh a lot of credit, you know, as the county commissioner and the other county commissioners, because they looked for a better way. And so they spent some time, they got with us, and we started to benchmark other successful economic development programs and came up with the structure that we have.
Well, you mentioned that the business community was involved in the process. RJ, you're a principal at DGL, and you work in a lot of different aspects of other things as a volunteer throughout Fulton County. Can you share a little bit about why you're involved in the FCEDC?
First, thanks for having me, Matt. I'd say that first off, Fulton County is my home. I want it to succeed. In 2018, DGL, we established an office here in Wauseon, and along with my involvement here at the Economic Development Corporation, it's just been a blessing. We've been very successful. I believe success only comes through hard work. FCEDC has demonstrated that being proactive really matters. I mean, we're working hard to help to meet the needs of our existing business to ensure that they have growth. We're working on proposed projects and trying to help new businesses come in that are good for our county and good for jobs. And then we're also volunteering with school-age children, like the Amazing Shake program, mock interviews, and then, you know, something that, you know, we're also working with the Fulton Leadership University to try to improve the abilities of our leaders up and coming in our county. So I think this is all important. These are all some big aspects to helping us move forward.
Rich, you're retired now, but prior to retirement, you were the VP of Human Resources at North Star BlueScope Steel. Why did you get involved in economic development?
Well, I think initially, right around 2000 or so, Sean Ferguson, who was then the economic development director for Fulton County, contacted me and asked me to participate. I just thought I would do it as sort of a kind of a payback to the community for all the great things they had done for North Star when we came on board. But since then, you know, I've stayed with it because of the people that you meet. You know, we have 105, 110 organizations now. You're getting a chance to meet all the business leaders and all the government and other leaders within the community. And I've just seen the success that you can have with all that collaboration. Again, the issues that FCEDC is working on are kind of grassroots. They're coming up from the organizations. They're telling you and us what needs to be done, and we can put some processes in place to help solve some of those problems.
Now, Rich, I think you were 002 at North Star. You were the second employee hired for the Delta plant, is that right?
No, that is not correct. I was number one.
Number one.
Uno.
So 001.
Yeah. Uno.
So can you talk a little bit about the history of how North Star chose Fulton County after reviewing other sites, other places.
Yeah, sure. So back in 1995, North Star was looking to build a flat roll steel mill. They were looking in several locations in Michigan, several in Indiana, and in Northwest Ohio. They were really, you know, had five major things that they were concerned about. One was, you know, for a steel mill like ours, the electrical power rate certainly important. Where you're at from your raw material, which is scrap, and where you're at from your final product. So when you take a look at where Fulton County is, and Delta in particular, right in the middle of the scrap market, 80% of the flat roll market is between Pittsburgh and Chicago. And if you were to take a string and put it on a map, you'd probably end up right in Fulton County. So we're smack dab in the middle. The other two reasons why North Star decided to come here was because of the workforce. You know, they were familiar with the workforce because they were owned by Cargill. They had Cargill facilities in the area, and they just understood the work ethic, the education levels, and the fact that we could have the opportunity to build a world-class workforce by locating in Fulton County. And then the fifth reason, of course, was, you know, the help that we got from the Economic Development Office within Fulton County, within Northwest Ohio, and within the state of Ohio. So, you know, several problems and issues were resolved, and there's a lot of collaboration with our economic development group. I can remember, you know, one of the big issues was, hey, it'd be great if we got an off-ramp on the turnpike 1 mile away from the plant. By doing that, it kept 400 or 500 trucks from going through Delta and Wauseon every day. And so, you know, that takes a lot of effort to get that through. That's just one example. There's all sorts of other examples with, you know, bringing water to the area and other infrastructure needs. But working with, the county commissioners, the township commissioners, it was a great experience for North Star. And I think we can proudly say after over, you know, 27, 28 years, that we made the right choice back in 1995. And, you know, a lot of companies, you know, locate it to other places, they scratch their head and go, boy, we made a big mistake. We are very proud of our decision and our ability to have a friendly work environment in Fulton County. Matt, you were hired as the first executive director of the FCEDC in August of 2014, relocated your family to Fulton County. What made you excited about making that change?
Well, that's a good question, Rich. When I interviewed for the position many years ago now, I did the interview at North Star BlueScope Steel, and prior to, I wasn't really all that familiar with Fulton County, but I showed up to the interview about 45 minutes early, and I decided to drive around the area and just kind of get acclimated. And what I saw, the dual rail lines, the fact that there's a short line railroad going north and south, the Norfolk Southern, east and west through the county. I saw a turnpike interchange near North Star. I saw greenfield properties as flat as a pancake, and I saw electric transmission lines. There was just a whole lot of infrastructure that was nearby with a lot of greenfield sites, and I thought, there's something here. There's an opportunity to be met. And after the interview was over, I thought the interview seemed to go well. I liked the panel of people that I met, and I decided to take a drive across the county and visited Archbold. I visited the industrial buildings and just kind of looked around and tried to get better acclimated. I drove through Archbold several times, but never really stopped and got a good sense of that community. When I got home, I just thought there's a tremendous opportunity in Fulton County. And I told my wife, Jenny, I said, if this goes well and they do offer me the job, I think we really seriously have to look into it. So we spent a little bit of time doing a little research, trying to understand more about Fulton County, and everything I learned, it just seemed like this is a really great fit for me and for our family. So it was really an exciting time for us. We felt we had a tremendous opportunity, and we can't believe, you know, that's 10 years ago already. Now, RJ, you've lived here most of your life. What do you think makes Fulton County so special?
Well, I think, Matt, like I told you, it's home. And I think, you know, when people want to raise a family, they want a place to go that they can call home. They want a place that's safe for their family. They want good schools. They want jobs. And Fulton County is an amazing place. I mean, we are largely a rural area. We have nice, quiet communities. We also have a lot of industry in furniture, in food, in steel. I mean, we have a lot of manufacturing jobs in this county that make it a great place to be. You can really live, work, and shop here in Fulton County and have a very nice life. Also, I'll tell you that I've been involved here a long time in a lot of different roles, and the people here are passionate about their own communities and being successful. I mean, there's a lot of great people all over the county. But we also have to think overall as a community, as Fulton County, and we always seem to come together, disagreement or not, we always come together and we work out solutions that are good for the whole county. And I think that's the thing that I'm just most impressed with over my span of my career is no matter what, we come to a decision that's best for the county. Now, Matt, you've been here 10 years now. Why do you think businesses are interested in choosing Fulton County when they make their site decisions?
Well, what we've experienced over the years is that the businesses are looking for properties, whether they be sites or buildings, usually online, and they're finding information digitally. Usually that's the first step in the process, and what they're doing is just trying to find the most simple development experience, development choice for themselves. As companies start narrowing down their choices and focusing in on the communities that seem to be the best fit, the relationship that's built between the community, the economic development office, and that prospective business is really important. And that's where we feel like we can win most of the time. And that's simply by providing accurate information, relevant information, making sure that we're doing what the company needs when the company needs it. And many times that process takes many months and many times years from the initial contact through construction. And at every step in the way, it's important for the Economic Development Corporation to be involved in the process, to spend time with the prospect, to help them feel comfortable here, and to make sure that they are making the optimal decision for themselves.
So let's talk some numbers, Matt. How many businesses has the FCEDC collaborated with to make investments in Fulton County in the past 10 years?
Rich, we've had 76 development projects since 2014. That attributes to more than $1.4 billion in capital investment and 1,200 new jobs created by those companies.
Hey, Matt, with all these 76 different projects coming in, do you think you have any projects are a favorite of yours? I mean, we can even go around the table on this one because we've all got them.
Yeah, so I think every project is different for a variety of reasons. We've successfully attracted two businesses from Canada into Fulton County. I'm really proud of that. I've had the opportunity to travel not only to Canada but also Europe to speak with businesses, and that's always a fun and exciting experience. But I'll tell you, the projects that come to mind when I think about what my favorites are. Many of those are the small companies that we work with that are owned and managed by young leaders that are already here in the community. And what I'm seeing is as those young people are thinking about, you know, making significant investments, they're also, you know, basically stepping up in leadership roles in the community as well. And that's a fun experience when you're seeing the next generation step into those types of leadership roles and you know, making an investment in our community.
Well, I'm a little biased on this subject. Northstar went lead at a $750 million expansion project. So it's not just about new business coming in, it's also about expanding. Even though I retired in 2019, Matt and a whole bunch of other people from Fulton County had been working with us for probably a year and a half before I retired, and the work continued on for another couple of years after that. So some of these projects are not, Matt spends a couple of months on something. Sometimes he spends years helping and providing solutions throughout the whole process.
RJ, do you have a favorite?
I got a lot. I mean, from an engineering surveying standpoint, I mean, like you mentioned, Richard, we worked on the North Star expansion, and that led to some rehab of County Road 10, Worthington Steel. A while back, we worked on a new employee entrance for them, Nature Fresh Development, and all up through working on Fox Drive and their new distribution center, and then Nova Tube and Steel as well. We've just had a real good experience here in working with all these companies and working in Fulton County. So that's part of what makes us a great place with the expansion of all this. I guess what something I mentioned earlier is, Rich, as I mentioned, young leaders in the Fulton Leadership University. Now, you're the coordinator of this. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. From feedback from the members of FCEDC, we decided to put together a leadership development program back in about 2018. It ran for 3 years. COVID hit, we had to take a year off, and then Matt asked me to come in and put together and reinvigorate the program. So we put together a team of leaders from throughout Fulton County. These leaders have been through a lot of leadership training, and we put together a 9-month program. We have 20 students, and they go for 8 hours a month. And then they have homework in between, as well as other projects throughout the 9-month period. In May, they'll finish up with presentations on their capstone projects. But we have great instructors from all over, University of Toledo, Bowling Green, other areas, and we also mix in a lot of opportunities to meet directly with businesses and organizations. So they're touring manufacturing facilities and other facilities around the area. And, if you look at it over a, 5-10 year period, we hope to get, 150 to 200 people this thorough training and experience that will hopefully stick with them as they progress through their careers.
I'm a big fan of this. DGL's on our third employee going through the program, and talking to the first two, they've really somehow found something inside themselves that has made them better leaders and helping us lead our company. So I've been involved in some other programs like this in the past, like with Farm Bureau and some other things. So it's amazing what they can do for you when you really start to explore yourself and learn from other people.
So the FCEDC collaborates with local schools to connect schools and students with businesses. What does the FCEDC do to partner with the education community, and what's the benefit to businesses?
Boy, Rich, we partner in a lot of different ways with all 7 local school districts from across the county. Volunteers from the FCEDC this morning were at Evergreen Schools, volunteering as judges for the Amazing Shake program, which teaches middle school students soft skills like how to shake a hand, how to carry a conversation, etc. We host job fairs and mock interviews with students. We do resume writing workshops. We try to introduce students in high school, in the vocational schools, and in community colleges to career opportunities that are available in Fulton County. And that's a mutual benefit. It's obviously a benefit to the students so they understand the opportunities that are presented to them, but it's also a great benefit to the business community who need the workers and need people with skills coming into their place of business every day. So we like to be that conduit for both sides. We think it's a great mutual benefit to both the business and education community. RJ, you know, you serve as the chair of the FCEDC, but you're also the chairperson for the Fulton County Regional Planning Commission. You're on the county's land bank board. You're a township trustee in Royalton Township. What do you think about the importance of collaboration and the FCEDC's partnership with other community organizations and government agencies?
Matt, I can tell you, I think it's crucial. Working together and collaborating, it's important. It's kind of like with the Planning Commission. The county wants to know who they are and where they're going to be in 10 years. So that's part of the planning. We just updated the comprehensive plan. We want to know that we want to maintain our rural atmosphere. We also have urban growth areas. We also, you know, areas for business. So we're really trying to properly plan our county to keep who we are, but also grow. It gives us direction. So, you know, we've talked about this in meetings. You know, we're obviously in the game of trying to find good businesses and good jobs for our county. But we know that there's certain businesses that really don't fit in. So we really, really try to hone in on the types of businesses that we like and want to bring in with good jobs for our people. And working together, I think I said this earlier, we just seem to identify the issues that are problems in our county or even things that we need to improve. And, you know, things like housing needs, the limited daycare options, been involved with the EMS services throughout the county. These things all affect the people that live and work here in Fulton County, and so we do a good job day after day continuing to work together to try to keep improving these things.
Where does the FCEDC organization go from here?
Good question, Rich. I'll tell you the first thing, we have a tremendous staff and a tremendous amount of volunteers that work and collaborate together as a team. So our staff members include Kate Huskins, the Director of Operations for the FCEDC, and you mentioned earlier we have more than 100 member businesses and organizations, and many of those businesses have volunteers that represent those members in a variety of roles for our organization. And continuing to expand on that and enhance that is going to be, you know, a vital thing moving forward. We also have excellent physical assets in Fulton County. That includes the greenfield sites that already have quality infrastructure and excess capacities like water and sewer. But we do need to start thinking about building out more, greenfield sites that have rail access, rail feasibility, things like that. So I think that's going to be something over the next, you know, 5-10 years that we as an organization will need to be thinking about. From 2010 to 2020, Fulton County grew in population. We were one of the few rural counties in the state of Ohio that could say that. And we need to continue to work on that and continue to expand our population base. That means we're going to have to be involved in residential development and encouraging residential development. We're doing a housing study right now because of that. We also need to look at how to make sure that the citizens here in Fulton County have a great quality of life and provide amenities to them that they are wanting and needing as they live here and work here. We need to promote our communities as a safe place to live, a comfortable place to live, and a place that you want to be for the rest of your life, and bring families into Fulton County, and then also keep families here. And then lastly, we need to promote our excellent school systems and make sure that people recognize that the schools here are fantastic. That's not only going to benefit the families that lived here, but also the companies that are looking for a community to site a project. They're paying attention to how the schools are involved in all of this equation. Now, from an organizational perspective, I think we'll need to continue to enhance our digital footprint. That means a new website and making sure that we're providing accurate and relevant information online. And recognize that technology is changing. AI is going to bring some opportunities to us. I believe that economic development is going to change over the next 5 years because of analytics and AI, and we need to make sure that we're ahead of the curve so the companies and the site selectors recognize that Fulton County knows what they're doing. And we just continue to need to build our relationships with the business community, with our membership, with the local and state governments, and others involved in the community processes, whether it be through serving on nonprofit boards or government agencies, and just make sure everyone is working in collaboration with one another to get the job done.
Matt, the Fulton County Economic Development team, you guys have all been working on rebranding the organization. You've used the word thrive. Why was that word chosen?
Well, that word is defined, I'm going to give you three definitions in the Webster's Dictionary. The first is to grow vigorously. The second is to gain in wealth. And the third is to progress towards a goal. And the word thrive, to me, is exactly what we're trying to accomplish. That is our mission statement. So the FCDC, we want our members to thrive, our local governments to thrive, the business community here to thrive, and every resident and employee in Fulton County, we want them to thrive as well. And in doing so, the FCDC will thrive. So that, to me, is our mission, and that's why that word is so meaningful. We'll continue to use the word thrive in our website, in our marketing materials, and even in this podcast, we're referring to it as the Fulton County ThriveCast.